The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's 1 after 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 19th, 2020. And as usual, at this time of day, you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing on KTQA LP 95.3 FM here in Hilltop, Tacoma. My name continues to be Sam. I haven't changed it yet. And with me is, I'm pretty sure, Becky. How are you?
I am well, and I continue to also be Becky. Have not changed my name. Not much stuff changing these days at the household level, right?
No. Things are very solid state, I guess, is the way I would put it right now.
Yep.
But how has your Sunday turned out so far?
My Sunday has turned out wonderfully. I've taken some excellent photos of our cats.
Mm-hmm.
I have done some very basic household cleaning. It's remarkable how little cleaning needs to be done when there's very little in and out of the house that happens. No one else coming through. There's not really dirt being tracked through the household. So I've noticed that the cleaning needs have lessened a little bit.
Yeah, there is that.
Except for the pile of dishes and cooking. So much cooking now that we're not really, you know, eating at the office anymore or ordering out, things like that. Everything is eaten in home, and so many dishes.
In addition to keeping stuff around the house, I'm continuing to track down that weird electrical issue that we're having in the house. It just developed once this all began. It's a
mysterious.
It's the worst kind of problem. It's the intermittent problem. So you make a change and then you have to wait several days to figure out if your change worked. And it's.
So we're doing some nice little experiments here in the house. Testing hypotheses.
Yeah, it's been our own little mystery show here in the show. Like, is there actually what I'm hoping it's not is that it's a wiring problem somewhere in the walls, because that's a lot of sheetrock and a lot of. Yeah, that's a lot of work. I prefer not to tear up this house, I guess is what I'm saying. So should we get to the updates, or should we just keep yammering on about what we're doing around the house?
Let's get to updates.
All right, sounds good.
State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to Washington State, state unemployment benefits now cover self-employed workers and independent contractors. The website is experiencing extremely high traffic, so the page may time out or be very slow to load. Those with specific questions may now call the new unemployment hotline at 1-833-572-8400, but ESD warns that wait times to speak with staff are very long, and that your best option may be to try to find the answers to your questions on esd.wav.gov before you call. Community-based organizations, small businesses, and tribal governments who can provide emergency language and outreach services to groups disproportionately affected by the COVID-19 pandemic can apply for a state grant. Leaders must email, these are all in capitals, DOH-CETF at doh.wa.gov for more information, or visit doh.wa.gov/emergencies and follow links to coronavirus community outreach. Applications will be accepted through May 3rd.
Here in Tacoma, starting tomorrow, April 20th, from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Tacoma Recovery and Transfer Center, also known as the Dump, will be open to self-haul yard waste. Customers must maintain social distancing requirements at all times. Residential self-haul garbage and recycling are not being accepted currently, but customers who have trash that cannot be placed in collection containers can call 253-502-2100 to request additional pickups or curbside call-to-haul services. More details are available online at cityoftacoma.org/solid waste or by calling 253-502-2100.
Moving on to Pierce County, Kids Mental Health of Pierce County is offering a free Zoom meeting on understanding and supporting kids and families during a pandemic. The session will take place on Wednesday, April 22nd from 3 to 4 p.m. Those interested can go to zoom.us/join and enter the meeting ID 992-9605-2130. More information is also available at kidsmentalhealthpiercecounty.org. Okay, so I've offered a lot of, I've had to do a lot of what's happening right now myself over the years, sometimes in sort of disaster situations. I've worked in disaster recovery and stuff like that. And when I'm in this mode, I notice I'm more interested in making the things work and making the things go than I am at finding the right, say, URL or email address that makes sense to go to.
Okay.
So I can kind of understand why we have these really kind of difficult to say on the air email addresses and URLs. Like, I totally get that. And those listening to the Daily Briefing might be like, well, okay, thank you for telling me about this, but my pen and paper is two blocks from me. I don't have time to write it down. Everything we've got here, all the notes that we read to you over the air, we also post on our website at daily.ktqa.org. It's the call letters of the station.org. So ktqa.org and then daily.ktqa.org. If you go to ktqa.org, there's a link to the Daily Briefing right at the top in bold and red letters. I'll take you right there as well. You can also, if you don't have the internet, which is a definite possibility for some of the people listening to this show, you can call us or text us at 253-330-8821, and we'd be happy to follow up with you on anything in here. Also, you can, if you need to, email us at daily@ktqa.org as well.
It has been nice to answer the phone for some of our listeners who are just wanting to, I don't know, either follow up with something we said that they missed, or just interested in what the show is about or what the station's about.
It does break up the monotony of the chores, you know, doing the dishes, writing the code, fixing the electrical problems, doing the laundry, that sort of thing. So we do like to hear from you. It does make our day. You know, broadcast radio by its very nature is tends to be a very one way affair. So if you want to send us a message and let us know how we could help or ways we could improve the show or just how you're doing. Yeah, sure.
And it'll be one of us that answers the phone if you manage to get us, because we've had the phone forwarded to our house. It's just us in the house.
Well, it's not forwarded to our house. It's just in our house, and it's just in the other room, and it's the only phone that rings. And if we're downstairs or asleep or whatever, it'll go to voicemail, and we will hear the voicemail. We haven't gotten back to everybody we've spoken to. We've gotten texts or emails from yet, but we are going through it. I've gotten some requests for updated content on KTQA. And that's coming, but there's a big change coming that I've been working on for the last 2 weeks.
You've been doing a lot of behind the scenes programming from not the radio programming perspective, but the technical computer programming perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't figured it out yet, my background is in technology, not necessarily in radio. So radio is a love of mine, not necessarily a profession. If you can't tell from my cold reads, I guess. should we tell them about the fun typo in this week's show notes that we found just before we went to air?
Oh, sure. I was hoping that we had been recording and we could present you with an outtake reel. But sadly, the recorders were off during our read through and catching typos.
So in the Tacoma read through, we were talking about the dump. The original text suggested that if you were a Tacoman made out of yard waste, you could be brought to the dump tomorrow, which I just thought was great.
So we cracked up a little bit over here.
Yeah.
Please don't put any humans or children in the yard waste
bins. Even if they're made out of grass clippings, do not bring them to the dump. They don't deserve that.
I don't think that complies with social distancing requirements.
Well, I think that's all the time we've got for today. Again, if you need more information, and about the unemployment benefit stuff, I did watch the press conference where they announced all these changes. And what they were saying is, it's gonna break. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be weird. The UI is going to stink, but people are going to get their money. That was basically what their press conference was.
Yeah, I was trying to just go to the website today to see what the experience was like. I had it time out on me twice, unable to reach it. And then another time it did get through, but it was very, very slow to load. So
what they say is check the website. If you have a question, check the website first and then call. But can I let you in on a little secret that maybe they don't want you to know about when I have to do stuff like this?
What's that, Sam?
So if I have a problem like this and I know I'm going to have really long call times, I will start the phone call and then spend my hold time productively going through their website, seeing if I can answer the question myself. And if I can answer the question myself, I just hang up.
That's cool.
And with automated call queue systems, that's usually managed transparently and they don't even know. And so that's efficient for their time and it's efficient for yours. And so that would be my personal suggestion, if not a suggestion, that the, unemployment benefits people might make.
Good point, Sam. Good suggestion.
Okay. So you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Again, our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Told you about those cold reads. Our phone number, you can call us or text us at 253-330-8821. Tomorrow's Monday, so we're back to interviews. See you then.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.